Pakistani authorities declared today they have identified suspected gunmen who killed 7 people in an attack there earlier this week. They've not yet released any names. Though all those killed were Pakistani nationals, the gunmen targeted the visiting Sri Lanka national cricket team, and several of its players were injured. That incident has shaken the Pakistani public, and especially fans of cricket, the country's most popular sport. And here to talk about the political and social implications of the attack is Adil Najm. He's a professor of international relations at Boston University and the creator of the blog All Things Pakistan. Professor, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, terrorist bombings and attacks in Pakistan are not rare, but what makes this attack different?
I think it's very significantly different and significantly more important for at least 3 reasons. The first of them is, of course, cricket. Cricket is not just a sport. It's really much more than a sport. It's like cricket to Pakistan is what soccer is to Europe, but much more. The only thing bigger than cricket in Pakistan is religion. So it's right up there with God. And so targeting the symbolism of cricket was very, very important because it really affects everyone. The second is that this happened in Lahore. And Lahore, the city of Lahore, has been relatively calmer than the rest of the country. So that's a signal we can hit you anywhere. We can hit your most important symbolism. And the third is that the people being targeted were high profile, big celebrities with lots of security around them. So there's a message that we can get to anyone. And we can get to the things that will hurt not only you most, but also hurt your international reputation as a country most. So for all those reasons, this was big.
Well, you are a former sports writer, and as you mentioned, cricket is nearly sacred in Pakistan. Explain briefly why the Sri Lankan team was in the country and what that meant to the people in Pakistan.
This is very important. The Sri Lankan team was not supposed to be there. The team that was supposed to be playing Pakistan at this point was India. And India-Pakistan cricket is the pinnacle of all cricket. It's really, really big. But after the Mumbai attacks, the Indian cricket team refused to come to Pakistan, and therefore Pakistan was in a bind. And at the last moment, the Sri Lankans were kind enough to sort of step in. So they were doing a favor to Pakistan, and all Pakistanis understood this. At the first match, people were there with placards saying, "Thank you, Sri Lanka, for coming to Pakistan." And then when this happens, it's not just that the hurt is much more, but the sense of guilt that, you know, these are our guests who were doing us a favor is also much more.
Does the attack end Pakistan's hope of ever hosting these high-profile cricket events or any sporting event?
It, frankly speaking, it looks difficult in the immediate future, but I hope it doesn't turn out to be that, because if it turns out that international teams are going to stop coming to Pakistan, Pakistan will be unable to get them, that's a terrible signal to send to these terrorists, to send to these extremists, whoever they might be, because, you know, it's a cliche, but it becomes true that the terrorists won. That's what they want. They want to spread fear. And in some ways, they may already have won, because there is a great reluctance from teams to come to Pakistan. And more than that, there's real fear and panic amongst the public, because this really brings it home in so many, many more ways.
Well, as we mentioned, you have a blog called All Things Pakistan. What have been some of the reactions you've been getting on the blog?
I think the reaction is, you know, we have, as you said, unfortunately, these bombings have become the regular event, and we often have posts on these bombings when they have the blasts happen or suicide bombings happen. And the reaction is always high, but never really as high as what we've seen after this. I think, A, there's a great sense of not just sadness, but some guilt in the sense that these were our guests. And so you see a lot of comments, people trying to sort of say something to their Sri Lankan colleagues by way of, "We are really, really sorry." There is also sort of, I think, great fear, because, and the third thing is there's great anger. And in some ways, the only silver lining that could come out of a thing like as terrible as this is that at least some of the denial that might have been in society, that this is something that happens far away on the borders, might start to be questioned. I think there is also some sort of this regular India-Pakistan bickering has also come around it, and because it was a very Mumbai-style event, a lot of that is being seen. But most of all, there is fear and there is anger.
Adil Najm is a professor of international relations at Boston University and the creator of the blog All Things Pakistan, and he joined us from Boston. Thank you so much.
Thank you.